This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop staying with Walter Yerkew on our first show of 2024. I want to start the new year, new show with a great song, The Brave New World by the Steve Miller Band. A lot of that lyrics, to me, says a lot about this show. We're driving fast with the dreams from the past, and we're going to uncharted territory. Anyways, we are red hot and rolling the first show of 2024. It is January the 6th. Walter, how are we doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing pretty well, thank you. How are you?
I am doing outstanding. This is the first show of the new year. But it is January 6th. And first order of business, as always, we want to remember the men and women of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight we will remember Deputy Sheriff Jeremy Malone of the George County, Mississippi Sheriff's Office, end of watch January 4th, 2024. His killer is dead. Also, we want to remember Deputy Sheriff Justin Smith of the Stone County, Arkansas Sheriff's Office, end of watch January 2nd, 2024. His killer is alive and in custody. And then we want to remember Sergeant Philip Nix of the Greensboro, North Carolina Police Department, end of watch December 30th, 2023. His killer is alive and in custody. But like we said before, also we want to do a special shout out to our listeners in Yonadosis, New York, at the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, Little Billy Keebler, and the Cellar Savers. Be safe, one and all. It is January the 6th, the third year of the most infamous day in American history. You thought this day was worse than September 11th, the assassination of JFK, Martin Luther King, Pearl Harbor, all rolled into one day. That day where the Senate verified the election, we had the U.S. Capitol building had a group of unscheduled visitors. So we heard about January 6th more than we heard of September 11th. And my personal opinion, it's a bunch of hogwash. Yes, people did enter the Capitol building without permission. Yes, they did have people fight with law enforcement. Yes, you had people vandalize parts of the Capitol building, which we condone. You know, it's a taxpayer building. You know, act accordingly. But there's a whole bunch of other things that they're not talking about. FBI never admitted the number of FBI agents who were dressed up as insurrectionists. They never admitted the number of confidential informants also involved with the January 6th incident. You never heard that the National Guard was not called up, despite Donald Trump telling Mayor Muriel Bowser, hey, you might want to call up the National Guard. You might, let's get the National Guard out there. Three times it was offered and declined. Also, you never heard of members of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, other rabble-rousing groups walking around with MAGA hats fighting with the cops. And like I said last week, I have it on very good authority that the cops knew these dirtbags personally because they were fighting them for 3 years. So you had people dress up as MAGA supporters, red hats, acting a fool, getting beat up by cops. And then when the cameras were off, they threw the red hats on the ground and walked away. So that's where we're at. And then yesterday, Joe Biden came out in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, near Scranton, where he says he's a lifelong resident, even though that's a bunch of hooey. He came out with this god-awful speech and just said nothing but lies for 30-something minutes. And a couple years ago, he did this speech, a similar speech in Philadelphia at Independence Hall, which reminded me of the movie V for Vendetta when Grand Chancellor Adam Sutler gave his final speech. But anyways, look for the government to continue to go after people like us over a bunch of hogwash, a bunch of Bravo Sierra. Well, what say you about the January 6th incident or remembrance?
Well, you know, you speak the truth when you say about the plants from various government agencies. We've all watched the videos, okay? I mean, you know, they're all over YouTube. They're all over everywhere. You can see how many MAGA hats went in and how many MAGA hats came out. A true MAGA supporter would not just leave their hat and walk away, you know? It's called planting evidence, you know, which we all know is illegal. They know who the personnel are because they had to be assigned to it. And it's the woke group that, are so stupid to believe everything that came out of Pelosi's pie hole. I truly believe that this is just lingering on to go into the election in 11 months. And they are working their damnedest. They're spending so much time and money on trying to have Donald Trump not elected. They could take that money, build a wall, house every homeless veteran that we have on the streets, plus handle all our people that have worked for a living all their lives and now collecting Social Security, and support them for 100 freaking years on what they're going to spend on Trump this year alone. Right. So it's just a farce. The war between Russia and Ukraine, and now this new thing, it is a mere smokescreen. That's all it is, people. That's what I truly believe. That's my opinion. It's a smokescreen. And right, every time the Biden administration turns over billions and billions of dollars to these countries in support of a war that we're not in, he's trying to make the woke people believe, which really these days don't take much,
make them believe that he was a good president, a sound president, and a president that cares about the world. Okay, so January 6th, the two wars going over across the pond on the other side of the world, just a bunch of crapola, as the Fonz used to say. So.
Right. Anyways, we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about January the 6th. Also, talk about the workhorse that is President Joseph Robin Biden Jr. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 75 Radio.
And we are back, 75 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. We are talking about the most infamous day in American history, January the 6th. Walt and I were recent. Making some... Say again?
Recent.
Right. The news media has been hyping all day, like, you know, it's like a from a Tom Clancy novel, like a nuclear bomb was detonated at the Capitol building. But anyways, a couple of last points about President Trump. At his speech on January the 6th, he said, "We will peacefully march down to the Capitol building." He said the word peacefully. Didn't say we're going to go down there with pitchforks and torches and raise hell. We're going to peacefully go down there. But that was edited out by all media outlets, social media. That was like eviscerated. Also, he came out, did a quick video, put it on social media. Like, he said, go home. He looked, president looked ragged because of what was happening. And he looked troubled. And he said, just go home. And that never saw the light of day. So then, you know, it seems. And then we had the stories come out that Donald Trump was in the back of the president's limo, and like James Bond, he ran up and took the wheel, beat up a Secret Service agent about 30 years younger than he was to go down to the Capitol building, which is, I mean, the man's in the 70s, he's about 6'3", he has a little weight on him. He doesn't move like Muhammad Ali, but supposedly he moved like James Bond, jumped in the front seat of that Cadillac limousine and rolled up Pennsylvania Avenue. But I digress. But like I said before, if you can check out the website, you see that horrendous speech Joe Biden gave. Not, The one yesterday was bad, but the one he did at Independence Hall looks something out of V for Vendetta. You got a red backdrop. You got two Marines in the dress, blues, looking sharp. And he just he says, "I'm the president of everybody," and he's just talking trash about those MAGA Republicans. But anyway, speaking of the commander in chief, I don't know how the guy does it. He is just a workhorse. Apparently, he's been on vacation 37% of the time he has been in office. Unlike Presidents Bush and Trump, not a working vacation, but a vacation. And it seems like the holiday season between Thanksgiving and New Year's, Joe Biden was just off. He didn't do any work. He went to Nantucket during Thanksgiving, and he went to some rich dude's house in Nantucket. And as the beast, as it's erroneously called, is rolling down to Joint Air Base Edwards, people going home, people going to see their family for Thanksgiving, they were prohibited from doing so because the Secret Service had to take Joe Biden to the airport so he can enjoy his family vacation in Nantucket. Also, the when the president does travel by limo to Joint Air Base Andrews, they have to stop the Green Line subway trains in D.C. For security purposes. And so this Green Line, it runs through a very economically disadvantaged neighborhood. So the president's screwing poor people once again. So he can take his gas-guzzling bulletproof car to his taxpayer-funded jet to fly to Nantucket. So he went there. Christmas, he went to Camp David, which is, again, a taxpayer-funded facility. Which, you know, even though we disagree 100% with Biden, he is the president. He does deserve a break and does deserve protection. So, but for New Year's, he flew down to the U.S. Virgin Islands. So we got Nantucket, Camp David, U.S. Virgin Islands, and maybe a day here or there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. So, but when he is at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, he is working like a gangbusters. Apparently, Joe Biden, his daily briefing or his presidential schedule, has everything is scheduled between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., which is about 4 p.m., 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That, you know, it's 6 hours, so the president can get everything done in 6 hours. Now, when Donald Trump was in office, the man worked literally 20 hours a day. Trump was known to get sleep only 4 hours at a time. But Joe Biden, being the awesome president that he is, the awesome person he is, always full of you know what, and vigor, can get the nation's business done in 6 hours. Well, what's the you about a Joe Biden's work ethic?
Two things. Number one, his gas guzzling limousine, the beast, as it's come to known, or in during Biden's tenure as president, the presidential rolling porta potty, it's he doesn't have audacity to use that gas guzzling beast porta potty. A presidential mobile porta potty, because that's the only thing standing in between having Biden as president or taking on Kamala Chameleon. So I hope he uses that rolling porta potty for the rest of his presidential term to keep him safe, because the alternative is worse.
Right.
And then what I'd also like to add is, I think there was an old story. There was a president that went to Nantucket, and well, I don't want to say the rest of it on the air, but
this is a family show.
Yeah, I don't want to say the rest of it on the air, but yeah, he's in Nantucket, and he's just saying the words that rhyme with that to the rest of the world. You know, so that's right. That's my thing. But yeah, the rolling porta potty, is something that we need.
Right. I wonder if they're going to trade out the Cadillac limousine for a Winnebago, because in the 1970s, drummer John Bonham, he had to be transported in a Winnebago because he had stomach issues going on. So, but then again, maybe they have extra absorbent depends. But anyways, for 6 hours a day, 4 days a week. I mean, also if you look on the look on the links on a website, he has nothing scheduled on the weekends. So if you need to go visit the president, you better do it between 10 and 4, and hopefully he doesn't have anything scheduled. But, Jesus Christ.
It don't matter. He doesn't do nothing during the week. He doesn't even know what day it is. He doesn't know if it's the weekend or not.
Right. But he knows about the MAGA Republicans. But I want to see, I got a family member who has, dementia / Alzheimer's. But, when Joe Biden has to give a big speech, they give him up something that he's looks like he's alert, but he's still coughing. If you look at his past speeches, he coughs a lot, but I digress. But anyways, moving right along, the Epstein list or Epstein legal documents have been released due to a civil case in New York. And surprised that absolutely nobody, Bill Clinton's list appears time and time and time and time again. But mind you, he hasn't been charged with anything. He's not being sued for anything. Just that other testimony, other legal documents from other court cases, both civil and criminal, have been released. And Bill Clinton, Stephen Hawking, their names keep coming up. Now, David Copperfield, a whole bunch of other people, their names keep popping up. But Bill Clinton's there a lot. And one other former president whose name shows up a lot is Donald Trump, but he has little to no involvement. Maybe Jeffrey Epstein parked his private jet in Atlantic City, played a couple of hands of blackjack at Trump's casino. That's about it. But one thing I did notice or was watching is that so-called legal scholar Alan Dershowitz is just a real scumbag. He's been accused of doing things at on Epstein Island by Virginia Roberts, and they went back and forth, and Dershowitz says, "Oh, was it me? I went down for a massage." I was like, "Well, he's living in Massachusetts. They don't have a massage therapist in Boston." So, anyways, it turns out that the defamation lawsuit or this lawsuit against him for doing stuff has been dropped, because now Virginia Roberts, or a.k.a. Virginia Guffrey, says that, it was a case of mistaken identity. The guy who did nasty things to me looked like Alan Dershowitz, but it wasn't Alan Dershowitz. But I say bravo, Sierra, to that. But if you watch Alan Dershowitz on TV defending himself, he's just a total scumbag. And, think about it. He was Jeffrey Epstein was a client of Dershowitz. And you would say, like, you're messing around with, like, kids, ruining, like, young women's lives. How are they going to have a normal life, trying to, like, be a wife and a mother? But, of course, the boys from NYU, as Michael Savage likes to say, will do what the boys from NYU. But anyways, well, what say you about the Epstein release?
They're just throwing us, bone meal to feed on for a little while, because all this crap going around on the world, like I just said in the first segment, and this just a little bit to take our mind off of other stuff. It's a diversion, another diversion. And I believe that they gave us just a little taste of what else is there. I mean, they just released the whole damn list.
Right. And we all know nobody's going to go to jail in the first place. But anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about New York again falling apart and the DEI failure. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take away, boys.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News. News. I'm Laura Winters. New this Saturday, we learned Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been in the hospital since Monday, and no one from the White House alerting the media or the public. Heavy criticism from reporters who cover the Pentagon. Austin reportedly being treated from complications following a minor elective medical procedure. Austin is 70 years old. Another handout to illegal aliens, a report from California that Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will be giving free health care to another 750,000 illegals on top of the 1.1 already receiving it at taxpayer expense. This comes as California is facing its biggest budget deficit ever. One person killed, 12 hurt after a bus crashes in upstate New York on a highway near Lake George. Police say the bus rolled over, detectives investigating the cause of the crash. Pennsylvania Senator Democrat John Fetterman says he doesn't recognize his alma mater, Harvard, anymore. Fetterman speaking out about former Harvard president Claudine Gay, who was forced to step down after she refused to condemn anti-Semitism raging on campus. Fetterman in an interview saying, as an alum of Harvard, look, I graduated 25 years ago, and of course it was always a little pinko, but now I don't recognize it. In other news, a third batch of Jeffrey Epstein documents unsealed. The new public documents allege Epstein and his associates would target and troll nightclubs looking for teenage girls. Also, new details about Prince Andrew. His butler alleges he received daily massages at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, Florida. And we learn Epstein invoked the Fifth Amendment 500 times during a deposition in 2016, and he dodged questions about former President Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. I just love that loop from that song. Anyways, we're halfway through the show. This is 7-5 Radio on January the 6th, 2024. The most infamous day in American history. But anyways, real quick about the Epstein saga. You know, I got four words from the movie Goodfellas. Nobody goes to jail. You can have all these politicians and A-list type people like Bill Gates and all these Bilderbergers and One World Orders, and nobody goes to jail. I mean, the last person who went to jail was James Traficant because he pissed off the wrong people. Anything else about...
You know what they should do? Old Harvey Weinstein, he did a lot of bad. His days are numbered, probably in the I don't want to say double digits, but his days are numbered. He looks really, really bad, hanging out in jail for the past number of years. I would say, make old Harvey a deal. Because he was pretty tight with Epstein also.
Right. But then again, he doesn't want to be a victim of Arkansas suicide, if you know what I mean.
Hey, well, listen, they put him out of his misery.
Right. Look what happened. We
talk about how miserable bastard he is. He's a dirtbag, scumbag, you name it. That's what he is. But sometimes you got to deal with one of those to get the rest of them. And there's a lot of them, from Oprah Winfrey on down. Okay. All of them. Hillary, all of them. And probably, I'd say even Kamala Chameleon, when she was dating Montel Williams. And throw them right. all down. Throw them all away.
Right.
Throw them all away.
Yeah. Right. And speaking of Arkansas suicide, Tucker Carlson interviewed Epstein's brother about the situation. And a couple of days before Epstein not committed suicide, he was scheduled for a bail hearing. So he was going to, he had the possibility, even though it's very slim, possibility of getting bail. So why would you kill yourself if you have a possibility of getting out on bail? But you get a chance, it's on YouTube, everywhere else. Look at the interview between Tucker and Epstein's brother. I forgot his name, the other Mr. Epstein. But anyway. Next subject, the news break talked about former Harvard professor Claudine Gay, who is the poster child of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Folks, it's the same thing we've been hearing for 100 years. It's affirmative action, it's quotas, it's goals, it's set-asides, it's you name it. Let's get the less... The less qualified candidate the position over a more qualified candidate because they fit a certain demographic. They're a minority, they're a female or alleged female, or maybe the female with male parts. Who knows what these days? And you know what? The LGBTQ community is going to be killing the whole DEI thing because, we need to get a woman there. Well, I'm a woman. Well, you have a beard and broad shoulders and a tattoo. This is Born to Kill, in a deep, deep voice. Yeah, I'm still a woman. Huh? So, anyways, nice going, you idiots. So, Ms. Gay, the poster child of DEI, she was appointed the president of Harvard University, a multi-billion-dollar institution, and she's no longer the president of Harvard University because it's a less than multi-billion-dollar institution. This person was obviously unqualified for the position, plagiarized more times than Joe Biden, and then she refused to acknowledge anti-Semitism on the Harvard campus. And they just took away her position. Now, here's where DEI works. Here's where affirmative action works. You got this person unqualified for the position. Screws up royally. Makes just totally tarnishes your institution's reputation. And the money is starting to dry up left and right. And then the people you accepted, your best and your brightest, with whose family probably has lots of money to give to the university. They're saying, nope, we're going somewhere else because of this foolishness. She gets to keep her $800,000 salary and has still retains employment at Harvard University. Well, sounds great. Well, what would happen if something like that happened back in your day at the old 7-5?
Well, you know, I've said this before, and we had this discussion, you and I, earlier. When somebody is leaving, whether it's their own volition or they're being forced out or there's a scandal and they have to leave, okay, they say, well, you can resign and here, take your, you know, $100,000 a year salary for the next 5 years as compensation because we don't want to look bad to the next person that comes and takes thing. Now, you know, it's uncalled for. When people leave, they're rewarded for leaving. You know, if you retire, you know, after 45, 50 years of service, yeah, you know, you can get a nice little fat stipend at the end of it, you know. But I said this earlier, there was a school superintendent here that got caught with his hands dirty, I want to say 13, 14 years ago, okay? And it was a big to-do about having a hearing. It's open to the public. Well, it's open to the public anyway. And it was held at the auditorium in the high school to hold the capacity and such. And they had a hearing for this guy, which was just a bunch. I'm sitting there, and it's just a bunch of malarkey. And, you know, everybody knows what he did. But yet, you know, they said the board took a vote and said, you know, you're ousted, but we're going to honor, you know, the rest of your contract. Here, here's $350,000 on the way out as long as you resigned. And it's so, so, so silly when they do that. It is such a waste of money. Even if it's a private institution, it's not fair to the students. It's not fair to the other faculty that work their tails off. You know, the ones that have to get out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning every morning for 40, 50 years to make a living. And they just hand hundreds of thousands of dollars to people for absolutely no GD reason. It's absolutely sickening. It's absolutely sickening. I mean, it's like when I got arrested in 1988 and convicted in 1989. Well, here you go, Officer. If you here's your 13 years of severance pay of what you would have made anyway. You know, the city would have been up in arms about it. But since you're a hoity-toity big shot in some type of elected official or appointed official capacity, you know, they kiss more than your big butt when you're on your way out, whether, like I said, it's a downfall or a forcible resignation. You know, it's just unbelievable. And it sucks. It sucks. I don't like it one bit. I don't like it one bit.
Right. And here's another chapter of the Claudine Gay saga. Billionaire Bill Ackerman, who is a Harvard alumni, also he's going to try to shut down woke corporations. Just hold on. Sorry about that. So anyways, Ackerman wanted Claudine Gay out of her job because of her stance on the situation on campus. So she's thrown out. Al Sharpton, who's a millionaire, went to Ackerman's house in New York to protest that another millionaire lost her title. Didn't lose her job, didn't lose her salary, probably didn't lose her benefits. So you have a multimillionaire going to a billionaire's house to protest the fact that the billionaire wanted the other millionaire out of a job. That's just absolutely crazy. Meanwhile, you got these in the five boroughs of our former home state. You have these migrants just coming in like sardines, taking away the benefits from people who were born and raised in the city of New York, mainly black people and other brown people. And Al Sharpton says nothing. He's gotta act like a jackass out of this other guy's house because he's like, you know what? I'm a alumni and as probably as a donor to the school. She needs to resign. So that's Al Sharpton in a nutshell, fighting for the rights of unqualified millionaires. Any comment on the Sharpton protest over about a millionaire?
You know, it's about time for Sharpton to take an early retirement. Somebody would get a hold of him and make him pay all the taxes that he owes the whole government.
Right. Yep. And on that note,
let him go live with Tawana Brawley.
All right, we'll be right back with our final story of the evening. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with managed IT services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Hey, we are back. 75 Radio, Scoop Stanton, Walter Yurkow. You know it is 75 Radio because I'm looking at a certain young lady's Instagram account during this wonderful radio show. Hey. Our final story, again, has to deal with Al Sharpton. Jesus Christ. You know, people like me, Walter, Anthony Acumia, so many other people leave the state of New York because it's going turned into a toilet. Meanwhile, Al Sharpton remains a resident. So what's going on, Walt?
Nothing. My dog is barking.
Oh. Put your dog on. It's probably more interesting than your co-host.
The limo driver just dropped her off.
Oh. Yeah, you should have the limo driver walk Sharona. But see, that's another thing. You know, Howard Stern had Ronnie the limo driver all them years. We have Nick the limo driver driving Walter to the Southern Command Post in the stretch Kia. But anyways, back to New York. New York is just... has been always going through a tough time for like 40 years. Loss of jobs, loss of population, budget issues, taxes through the roof, regulations through the roof. You buy a keg of a beer for your personal consumption, you have to register it like an automobile. And just the overall lowering of the quality of life. And, you know, every time I go up, even though it be like a month in between... like Christmas and New Year's, it gets worse every time. So, Well, you okay? Sounds like you're having some feedback.
Yeah. No, I'm fine.
All right. I hear me talking in the background. Anyways, so what does the illustrious Governor Kathy Hochul do? She signed legislation to study slavery and possible reparations to the New Yorkers of African descent. But here's the thing. Slavery has been outlawed in the state of New York almost 200 years ago. And you know what? And what reparation is, that you have people who never owned slaves give money forcefully to people who never were slaves. So it's just something to grab votes. It just make your quality of life even worse. I mean, so it's stupid. And I hope California or New York, if whoever's the first state to approve reparations, I hope the population revolts and files a lawsuit. But anyway, society has spent $14 trillion and counting to battle the issues in the black community with poverty, homelessness, substance abuse, education, crime, health issues, with so on and so forth. But, you know, I forgot who said that. I think it was Ronald Reagan said the best social program there ever was a job. I mean, if you take people away from government programs and give them jobs, bring jobs into that community, make it safe, make it livable, make your population educated with just basic skills, then you're going to have a thriving community. But they don't want to give these people in these poor neighborhoods a choice of either a private school, a charter school, or a rotten public school. Nope, because they got the teachers' unions. And then, since St. George of Fentanyl died on his own accord, now the cops don't want to do their job. So now no business wants to open up the ghetto unless they're selling ghetto things like padlocks and security systems. But, you know, that's correct, New York in a nutshell. But the one thing that they're not going to bring up is the lack of fathers in the community. Back way before the war on poverty, during the evil days of Jim Crow, whatever, you had more married black couples than you do today. You had much less illegitimacy, lot less crime, lot less social ills because you had a father in the home. Now the father has been replaced with a government handout. Now, you know, you might say, like, school, what about you? You're divorced. Yeah, I'm divorced. But, you know, I see my kids all the time. I saw them today. I see them 7 days a week, and I'm going to see them tomorrow. And I tell them every day I love them and make sure they're on the straight and narrow. If they're acting up, I call them out and, you know, and guide them. But anyways, look for nothing to be done, more tax money, you know, thrown in the toilet. And
It's a bunch of crapola again, you know. okay, Oprah Winfrey, you're going to send her a reparation check, you know? You're going to send Dwight the Rock Johnson a check? You're going to send all these people checks?
Possibly, they live in the state of New York, like members of the Buffalo Bills, New York Knicks,
teams. It's just ridiculous. You're going to be giving millionaires checks for what happened 250 freaking years ago, and it's stupid, you know. Right. More and more, if the black community, the African American community, does not see that they're being spit on by these reparation checks and all this nonsense and hoopla about paying people off that or alleged descendants. You prove you're a descendant from a slave if they want to go that route. Okay. You know, go ahead. Give them a check. But that's it. When does it stop? Is it a ransom? Is it a blackmail? Pardon the pun. I don't, you know, mean. That's just the term. Is it blackmail? You know, they're going to be wanting this check every freaking year. Is it tax deductible? Is it taxable? You know, it's just enough is enough. I mean, you, it was two years ago you had Kamala Chameleon saying, there's just no ginkgos to get an ID for black people to want to vote. Well, they got a damn driver's license. You know, if you have a driver's license and a social security number, okay, you get nothing. If that makes sense.
Right.
You get because you're part of what I got. You're part of what I got. It's like me going to look up Brezhnev and scream at Brezhnev and the Tsar in the late 1800s, early 1900s for making my ancestors slaves. It's just ridiculous. It's just so ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. What's going to happen? And you were talking, about the homes, the broken homes and such. Well, we went from now, listen, now I'm not saying this about all African-Americans, you know, cracker Americans have the same problems in some areas where, you know, Papa was a Rolling Stone. So you went from Papa being a Rolling Stone to baby's mamas or mom, baby's daddies. So, Papa left and went and started another family. These guys just starting families, you know, every other day. Some got 20, 30 baby mamas. So that's the stuff that's got to get pinched, not just start giving them money because they're black and slaves were black. Yeah, right. It's unbelievable. So, if Hochul wants to do that, just do it in New York. Nobody wants, good people don't want to live there anymore anyway.
Right. Well, unfortunately, my life circumstances, I'm probably going to have to retire there in the house my father paid with his hard work. But, maybe she could take the money from the her family's getting from the new Buffalo Bills Stadium, pay that for black people. But,
$80 million or how many millions of dollars did de Blasio's wife swipe? You know,
I think it's the hundreds of millions.
Yeah, it was $820 million or something like that. So use that money. She's an African American. Use that money.
Right. The former Mrs. de Blasio, even though they got separated or divorced or whatever, she got hundreds of millions of dollars, and she still looks the way she does. She looks like former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. She looks, all that money, she still looks like crap. But, New York State's going to do what New York State does, and, they're going to – and unfortunately, since New York State is still falling apart, you got so many people coming to Dixie – recent arrivals, radio legend Anthony Nakumia. But where I live, you got all these Northerners. Here I am, born in the city of New York, calling people from my home state Northerners because, unlike these people, I accepted the Southern culture, Southern lifestyle. They come down, bring their crap ideas with them. So now it's like Virginia's turning into the Southern District of New York. You got Northern New York, and you got Southern New York, a.k.a. Virginia and Maryland, because all these people with their dumb ideas and their dumb opinions and running for office and doing stuff. And, all right, as usual, we run out of time. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out, make it. Do not comply.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.